The Africa Report.
So, Kusibiya is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com. Soku, Sibiya, good morning.
Good morning, Abungile and to listeners.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So, how was the weekend party, or the party weekend, or the birthday weekend, whatever you want to call it?
It was great.
Still recovering or recovered? Hey, we're not judging. We're not judging here.
To catch up.
Oh, okay. I know we're not judging. I just need you to know. We're saying, well done. It was your birthday weekend. But all right, let's talk about free YouTube.
Yes. Now, Google boss Sundar Pichai is basically on his first visit to Nigeria, and one of the things that he came up with or introduced was YouTube Go. Now, YouTube Go is a platform where users with slow internet can preview and save videos and basically watch those videos offline. It's been launched in India, and now it's launched in Nigeria. So if you think about it, most of our data gets spent on watching videos or you know, just surfing the net. So with this YouTube Go, you download your videos, you watch them offline, so you don't actually need any data services to do so. They've launched a couple of other products because Google did buy YouTube, so they've launched things like Street View, where they've put on some different streets that are in Lagos on the Google Maps. They've also committed to training 10 million youths in the next 5 years with regards to digital skills. So, you know, they've really just done their best in terms of courting and wooing the Nigerian market, because with regards to videos, over the last 2 years, watching videos on YouTube in Africa has really gone up. I think there was a time when I spoke to you about the best YouTube videos, especially music videos, and most of those are actually Nigerian music videos. So they've seen that the biggest market, especially in Africa, is in Nigeria, and hence they're now launching services and products that makes it easier for the Nigerian user to use their platform.
That's good. And then you talk about Africa's youngest PhD holder.
Yes. Now, she's 23 years old. She was she's Zimbabwean. She studied in South Africa, and she's now a higher education ambassador for Botswana. Her name is Musawe Nkosi Sawurombe, and she says it's been difficult. I mean, if you think about it, at 23 years old, she already has a PhD. If you imagine what you were doing at 23, I know what I was doing at 23. And it was, as long as I've got my undergrad, I'm fine, I'm out. We'll see everything else later. And she says those are some of the challenges that she faced as well, that when she wanted to pursue studying further, even her peers tried to take her out of it, you know, to say, you've done it now, you've got your honors or you've got your undergrad, do something else. But she said she's really stayed on in terms of pushing education first, and as you said, she's an education ambassador now in Botswana for the higher education sector, and she's basically pushing other youth to take their education and their studies further and more seriously.
All right, Soku. Always a pleasure, though, chatting with you, but thank you so much for joining us. We do this again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Soku Sibiya, the editor at Africa.com.